So we can only work from the understanding that we have. And you can't ask anyone to do any more than that. And the Lord doesn't ask anyone to do any more than that. So, you know, we're not condemned because our proprium is what it is, because, you know, it doesn't matter which page of the heavenly doctrines you open up, you're going to get a rundown on what the proprium is or what the Lord is, right? That's on every page. The reason that we're given 30 volumes to tell us this is because we kind of really slow to get it. The whole thing is a gradual transformation of the structures of the mind. There is no quick fix. As we say in Logopraxis, you're already on the shortest route, so just get on with it. But it's the Lord who's in control of it, you know. So it's not like we can't see it, but our seeing of it is from, well, that's what it says right through this reading, right? It's from charity. When you're in charity, all truths are provided that are needed. And from a Logopraxis perspective, charity is shunning evils as sins against the Lord. If you're in the practice, you will be given what is needed. I mean, the Lord's not going to leave us short. You know, that's just not what love does. So it's about do the practice and be open to seeing what it is you have to see. And that's all you have to do. And the Lord will take care of the rest. It's not for us to become overly conscientious about where we're at, because in the greater scheme of things, we don't even know that. You know, we don't really know what's going on beyond a fairly surface kind of awareness that we're provided with.